What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome. On this week's show, we'll be celebrating the birthday of one of the Avenue's greatest musicians, the late Paul Weedon, who was born in Indianapolis on January the 7th in 1923. Wes Montgomery is certainly the most famous guitarist to emerge from the Avenue scene, but he had plenty of competition here in Naptown. And one of Wes Montgomery's fiercest competitors was Paul Weedon. Paul Weedon grew up in a musical family. His father was a pastor and the founder of the Eastern Star Baptist Church. Making music was part of the Weedon family's daily routine. But Paul Weedon once told a reporter that he didn't pick up a guitar until he was nearly 20 years old. He must have been a fast learner. By the early 1950s, he was touring and recording with some of the greatest names in jazz music. But just as he was making his ascent to jazz stardom, Paul Weedon made a decision that would permanently shape his legacy. Around 1966, Paul left the United States to start a new life in Europe, eventually taking up residence in Norway, where he remained until his death in 2011. On this week's show, we'll be celebrating the life of Paul Weedon with a full hour devoted to his music. We'll be listening to rare recordings from his catalog, including albums he cut in Norway and right here in Naptown. Let's start things off with a couple of tracks from Paul Weedon's first recording session. After spending several years playing gigs on the Avenue with the Gene Pope Orchestra and his own band, the Modern Tones, Paul relocated to New York, where he joined forces with the great saxophonist Rusty Bryant. Paul's earliest recordings were not jazz sessions. Instead, the group cut a full session of high-energy rock and roll and R&B music. From 1954, this is Paul Weedon and the Rusty Bryant Quintet performing I Need Somebody and Don't Stop Now.
All you young men, try and hear my call. I've got those everyday blues. Come on, let's have a ball.
I need somebody.
Yes.
I need somebody. I need somebody. I need somebody.
Been a long time, Daddy, since I heard the bad bone crack.
Been a long time, Daddy, since I heard your bad bone crack.
Ooh, wee wee, Daddy, you sure look good to me.
Ooh, wee wee, Daddy,
you sure look good to me. Sometimes I wonder, can your love on me?
Let's hear two more tracks from Paul Wheaton's 1954 session with the Rusty Bryant Quintet. Up next, we'll hear Riding with Rusty, followed by Moonlight Garden Stomp. We just heard two tracks featuring Paul Wheaton performing with the Rusty Bryant Quintet. In 1955, Paul was part of a historic session with the Rusty Bryant Quintet, recording the first record ever cut by the great jazz vocalist Nancy Wilson. Nancy was just a teenager when she recorded Don't Tell Me with the Rusty Bryant Quintet. Let's listen to this rare recording.
Don't tell me you're saying goodbye. Don't tell me it's all been a lie. I should have known by your unchanging ways that you would be leaving someday. Don't tell me you're leaving me now.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the life and music of the late, great Avenue guitarist Paul Wheaton. So far, we've heard five records Paul cut with the great alto and tenor saxophonist Rusty Bryant. During the 1960s, Paul would continue cutting sessions with notable sax players, including Gene Ammons, Dexter Gordon, Lockjaw Davis, and Sonny Stitt. Up next, we're going to listen to a 1962 session Paul cut with Sonny Stitt from the album Low Flame. This is Close Your Eyes. That was Paul Wheaton performing Close Your Eyes off of Sonny Stitt's 1962 album, Low Flame. Up next, we'll hear two more tracks Paul cut in 1962 with notable jazz sax players. First, we'll hear Paul and Gene Ammons on a cut called Blinky. After that, we'll hear Paul with Eddie Lockjaw Davis performing I Only Have Eyes for You. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the birthday of one of the Avenue's greatest musicians, the late Paul Wheaton, who was born in Indianapolis on January the 7th of 1923. Up next, we'll hear a track from the last session Paul cut in the United States before his decision to build a new life in Europe. In 1963, Paul cut an album titled Going Down Home for Cadet Records with the organist Don Patterson. This is Don Patterson and Paul Wheaton playing the title cut off that record. That was Naptown guitarist Paul Wheaton performing the title cut off Don Patterson's 1963 album, Going Down Home. That was the last session Paul cut in the United States before permanently relocating to Europe. In 1966, Paul agreed to take a one-year gig in Europe, but he would end up staying there for the rest of his life. In a 1970 interview with the Indianapolis Star, Paul stated that the lifestyle he enjoyed in Europe was a big factor in his decision to stay. Like many Black American jazz musicians, Paul found greater respect for his work abroad, and he also found a respite from the bitter racism many Black people were forced to experience here in Indianapolis. Europe also provided Paul with new opportunities, including a position teaching music at the University of Stockholm. In 1974, Paul also had the opportunity to cut his first album as a session leader. Up next, we'll be listening to two cuts off that record. Recorded in Oslo, Norway in 1974, this is Paul Wheaton with First Light and Flatfoot. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the life and music of the late great Avenue guitarist Paul Wheaton. January 7th marks the 97th anniversary of his birth. We just heard two cuts from Paul's 1974 debut solo album, recorded in Oslo, Norway. Europe provided Paul with many opportunities to perform and record. In the late 1960s, he even joined an R&B group called the Harlem Kitties. Let's listen to a sample of their 1967 single, Boogaloo.
Let's get funky in the house. Wanna get funky now. I wanna get funky now, because my baby Boogaloo, she do the dance step like I do. She Boogaloo, she do the dance step.
Paul Wheaton left behind a large discography of European releases, and up next, we're going to listen to a 1998 recording he made with the vocalist Doris Spears. From the album Doris Spears, the Dutchess. This is Speak Low, featuring Paul Wheaton on guitar.
Speak low when you speak low. Our summer day withers away too soon, too soon. Speak low when you speak low. Our moment is swift like ships adrift.
In the year 2000, Paul Wheaton returned to Indianapolis to cut an all-star album that featured many Indiana Avenue legends. The record was titled Now I Know Dreams Come True, and it featured performances from Jimmy Cole, Mel Ryan, Clifford Radcliffe, James Bell, and Aretha Bush. Let's listen to a track from that album now, a Paul Wheaton original titled April Is Pretty. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. That was Paul Wheaton and Jimmy Cole with April Is Pretty from their album Now I Know Dreams Come True. Paul Wheaton died in Oslo, Norway on July 2nd of 2011. The music we heard tonight represents just a brief look at Paul's historic career. During his life, Paul performed with an incredible list of music icons from Jimi Hendrix to Count Basie. Though Paul's legacy here in Naptown is often overshadowed by West Montgomery, Paul Wheaton made significant contributions to jazz, and his music continues to find new audiences every year. Thanks for joining us for this special tribute to Paul Wheaton. You can meet me here again next week, same time, same place. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do.